Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. If you are in the Sugar Hill area, Northeast Georgia, I want to invite you to join us in person, if at all possible, this Sunday. We gather at 9:15 and 11, and of course, you can join us online as well at live.sugarhill.church. Well, one of the things that we talk about in our faith journey is oftentimes we'll emphasize our personal relationship with Jesus. Now, that's totally critical, but I think sometimes when we think about our personal walk with Jesus, our personal time with Jesus, sometimes we overlook this fundamental truth that you cannot follow Jesus alone. When you look in the Gospels, Jesus didn't call just one follower. He called groups of them, Peter and Andrew, James and John. From the start, following Jesus was always about community. The disciples were with Jesus wherever he went, and they were with them with whatever he did. And so a couple of takeaways for us is, number one, our faith is personal, but it's not private. In other words, yes, we need a personal walk with Jesus, but it's not meant to be done alone. Number two, our faith must be our own, but it's not to be lived out alone. We're meant for community. And then number three, discipleship or walking with Jesus is a team sport. So I want to remind you today that when you try to follow Jesus alone, it's like trying to do something without all the ingredients. Like if you try to bake a cake without the ingredients, you might end up with something that looks like a cake, but it's not going to be as fulfilling. It's not going to taste good. It's going to be missing something. And so today, if you're trying to walk with Jesus alone, it's time to find your people. Join a small group, serve alongside other people, or simply reach out to other believers, because in community, we find support, accountability, and love, and that helps us grow to be more like Jesus every single day. I love what the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but instead encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." So today, I want to encourage you, the foundation of following Jesus actually is powerful community. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.